93.5 FM. Welcome back to your Friday roundtable. Question of Justice and Drew. We just opened up a can of worms.
I know. I just threw a grenade before we came on
here. Before we start, I'd like to say that we have a very important crossover episode of Max and Kip Save the World and Wrong About Everything today.
Worlds colliding
in that Max will be sitting in on the Wrong About Everything podcast, and we're very excited to have him.
It's my first time on the round table. It's my first time on Wrong About Everything. I'm just trying to make it happen.
Yeah. He may not make it to the end of the show with statements like Rogue One is the best Star Wars movie. I like that movie, don't misunderstand, but
it's the best we don't need to get too deep into it. It is the best Star Wars movie of all time.
There are
we don't need to get too deep into it, but I'm just going to lob this grenade at John.
There's two issues right now that I could easily just like explode over. Okay, that's one of them. Mm-hmm. The other one is the willful ignorance of most of the mainstream media when it comes to the border issue right now, and we have other things to talk about. So I'm going to carefully back away from both of those to allow opportunity for lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien to join us on the show this morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. A big day at the Supreme Court yesterday for Minnesota as the Supreme Court struck down Minnesota's ridiculous and silly law restricting what you're allowed to wear when you go vote. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Minnesota law that prohibits people from wearing political clothing or buttons at polling places in its 7-2 ruling. The court found that the state's law violates voters' First Amendment right. Duh. What's wrong with the two justices that dissented on this one?
Well, they focused on this last prong of the statute that talks about political insignia. The court didn't seem to be concerned about a ban on wearing, obviously, you know, candidate apparel or anything that actually, advocated for an issue that was on the ballot. But what they were troubled with is this last stanza about political insignia and the fact that and I love Chief Justice Roberts' language on this. He said that the statute's definition of political, there was no definition, and so the statute's interpretation of political was unmoored, meaning that it was open to interpretation. And as the court says, that when you have a situation like that, they said an indeterminate prohibition carries with it the opportunity for abuse, and that was why they struck down the part that would have the issue was someone's wearing a button that said ID me when there wasn't a voter ID question on the ballot. There were Tea Party Patriot shirts worn, and those were deemed to be political, and the court said no, there's no definition of this, and it's open to abuse, and we're not going to have it.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. I'm wearing a Depeche Mode t-shirt this morning based off their latest album, which is incredibly political. If somebody were aware of that, if I were to go and wear this shirt and be aware of that, I mean, you could almost take what they were trying to do and apply it to what I was wearing right now. I mean, that's kind of deep, but if you wanted to argue enough, they could have argued down those lines. So I agree with the court's ruling on this as well.
Yeah, there's a bizarre, it's just kind of a bizarre law. I mean, you could say that when you guys did the deplorables t-shirt for the show, that could be considered political and not worn. Mm-hmm. But there's a great bit in the opinion where they go through it. I think this was some recitation of the Q&A with the state's attorneys during oral argument. And this is what they came up with. They said, a shirt declaring all lives matters, we are told, could be perceived as political. How about a shirt bearing the name of the National Rifle Association? Definitely out. A shirt displaying a rainbow flag could be worn unless there was an issue on the ballot that related somehow to gay rights. This was the worst part. A shirt wearing with the text of the Second Amendment was prohibited, but a shirt with the text of the First Amendment would be allowed.
That's just... it's almost like a parody. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's why they struck this down. Because you can see in that it is absolutely wide open for, because the way this statute works is an election judge takes down the name of somebody and reports them, presumably for violations and penalties. So if this is absolutely too much discretion in the hands of election judges to decide what's political and what's not.
Yeah, and that's where it comes down to me is I don't want election judges making these sort of arbitrary decisions. This idea, and Chief Justice John Roberts kind of alluded to it when he wrote, you know, if a state wishes to set its polling places apart as areas free of partisan discord, I mean, what's more partisan than an election?
Right.
Everybody who's going there is going there for some partisan reason. So why do we want to pretend that the polling places are some sort of sacred area where suddenly we're leaving politics at the door? You're there because of politics.
Yeah,
I think that if you look at his opinion, he kind of goes through the history of how we voted in this country and how it wasn't historically, you know, kind of a public act where you're waiting in line with people. It was originally, you know, you drop off a ballot or mail it in. So there, you know, he kind of focused on the, you know, kind of almost like the polling place should be a sanctuary, free from chatter. So they were willing to go some restrictions as long as they were reasonable. So it's a time, place, and manner. But they said this was too much. This was too much trending where anything could be like, you know, like John said before. If Depeche Mode does an album that's political, is that considered political? And that you can't wear a Depeche Mode T-shirt to the polling place in the eyes of the wrong election judge, that, you know, they could have a problem with that.
Could you imagine having a constitution so weak that a political T-shirt influences you at the ballot?
Right.
That just doesn't happen, Jeff. Within this ruling, it was still pretty narrow where it's talking about there are specific messages that you cannot wear. You know, when you talk about law, you're talking about jurisprudence, you're talking about establishing other laws based on this type of ruling. What is some fallout that you see coming from this? What is the next step? Is there a next step? Does it open up the door for anything crazy that we're not even looking at as non-lawyers?
That's a good question. I don't think so. I think this was, I'm not surprised by this ruling. This was pretty consistent with what they've always held, is there is a time and place to regulate certain otherwise protected speech. But what the court has historically had a problem with is when there is too much discretion left in the hands of the government to make the decision as to where the line is crossed. And that's what they really have a problem with here. And that's why I think it's a 7-2 decision versus a 5-4 decision. And the two that dissented, if you read this Justice Sotomayor's dissenting opinion, it's more along the lines of, you know, those her and Justice Breyer believing that the election officials can be trusted to make the determination versus, you know, and that's where it comes down to it. And the majority opinion said, no, there's too much discretion here. And I think that the state lawyers did it. They did themselves the case in with that back and forth that I recited about what would be allowed, what wouldn't.
So Jeff, you know, as I understand it, after reading the IG report that came out yesterday, or the reports that came out yesterday, so if I were to wear a Comey T-shirt to the polling place, that would be deemed not political, just incompetent, right?
I don't know.
I think everybody would question, why in the hell do you have a Comey T-shirt?
It's very comfortable.
Yeah. I'm guessing that I'm sure they'd find some way to, you know, to justify allowing that. But, you know, if you walk with an anti-Comey shirt, then somehow that would be political if you're commenting on something.
Hey, Jeff,
else.
Jeff, we've got a caller has got a question for you. Frank in Minneapolis, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning. My question is, okay, I'm an election judge. Now, are there any restrictions on what they can wear? Is what I'm asking.
All right. Jeff, any restrictions on what an election judge can wear?
Well, yeah, the statute applies across the board, so an election judge can't be, you know, wearing. So there was an interesting part of the discussion in Chief Justice Roberts' opinion that talks about, you know, wearing T-shirts that say vote. In the eyes of some election judges, that could be considered a political message.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he gets down to the silliness of it. If you could read the I voted stickers as possibly violating the law, the law is too vague.
Jeff O'Brien, lawyer extraordinaire, thanks for sharing some time with us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, I can.